Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Inside. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Like many cities, Monterey Park has a thriving Asian American community with a legacy to the fabric of California. But many are learning about Monterey Park this week through the aftermath of violence and loss. Following a mass shooting that has claimed the lives of at least 11 people at a dance hall following Lunar New Year celebrations. This city to the east of downtown Los Angeles is home to some 60,000 residents, roughly two-thirds of whom identify as Asian, according to the recent census. And as a native Angeleno myself, I always knew of Monterey Park as the true Chinatown in Los Angeles. And there are other similar names throughout the decades, from America's first suburban Chinatown or the Chinese Beverly Hills, something our next guest knows also quite well. Zhang Park is the Asian American Communities reporter for the Los Angeles Times and joins us with more on why Monterey Park is significant for the Asian American community. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I saw your tweet the morning after the shooting. You were at the Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park just hours before everything that unfolded. And I'd really like to start from there because I think that really just captures the heart of what we're talking about today. Can you take us back to the festivities on Saturday and what brought you there?
This was the first Lunar New Year festivity in Monterey Park since 2020, so 3 years. And frankly, my friend was the one who kind of dragged me there, but I wanted to go because it's such a big event and it's such a momentous moment for the Asian American and Chinese American community to finally get a sense of the normalcy after 3 years of the pandemic that has hit them hard in so many ways. And I was struck by how big the crowd of the tens of thousands of people they were getting, you know, skewers, lamb skewers, they were eating stinky tofu, things like those, they're buying jewelries. It was really an amazing sight to see. And I was just there enjoying the festivity. I was there 5-6 o'clock, about 3-4 hours before the tragedy happened. And it was really a great moment to be there with the community, just seeing and eating all the great things. It was great.
Yeah, anytime I go to Monterey Park, it is purely for the food. I'm from Eagle Rock, so it's a 15-20 minute drive away. You grew up in Southern California, but you also call Southern California as well as Seoul, where you were born, your home. What did you know about Monterey Park prior to becoming a journalist?
One of my best friends lives in Monterey Park. He goes to Marquette High School, which is right next to Monterey Park. I think it's technically in Alhambra, but it borders Monterey Park. And so I've always known Monterey Park as a place that has really good boba, really good ramen shop, really good restaurants. If I want a really good Asian food, Monterey Park is the place to go to. I mean, I went to school in Westwood, UCLA. And to be honest with you, there's not really good food in the west side of a good Asian food in the west side of LA. So every time I want to get really good Chinese food, I go to Monterey Park and eat a hot pot or eat a dim sum. So it was a really great place for me to, you know, get that sense of community in the city.
You mentioned that you were there in the evening hours before that shooting unfolded, and the shooting happened at around 10:20 in the evening on Saturday. When did you find out about what happened at the Star Ballroom?
Around 11:30 was when I got a call from my editor, and I was out there midnight just talking to different folks. People were alerted through a citizen app, I think around 11 o'clock. And I really got to talk to the eyewitness, the restaurant owner who owned a restaurant right across the street from where the ballroom was. He told me that three people rushed into the restaurant, told them to lock the door because there was a guy with a machine gun or gunman out there. So that was about 1 o'clock. So that's kind of when I really started to figure out that this was really a serious moment, serious attack in the community. So I would say about 2-3 hours.
And the morning after, you wrote an important piece the day after this mass shooting that really gave context to the Asian American history of Monterey Park. The headline included America's first suburban Chinatown, a place that is about 15 minutes east of Chinatown in downtown Los Angeles on a decent day with traffic. How did Monterey Park grow to become a place that is predominantly Asian and Asian American?
It began in the mid-1970s when a real estate developer began advertising Manoa Park as the Chinese Beverly Hills to people in Hong Kong, Taiwan, and eventually mainland China. And they all started coming into Manoa Park as the first place in their immigrant journey. And some stayed for their life, some moved elsewhere. But since the 1970s and 80s, it really became this hub of Chinatown, hub of the Chinese American, Taiwanese American community. And there was that real sense of discrimination and bigotry that those Asian Americans had suffered when they came. There was the famous controversy in the 1980s and 90s about having signs in English only as a way to try to deter some of those immigrant businesses. And there was the bumper sticker, "Really, last American to leave Monterey Park, please bring the flag." That was going around in the residence. Still, the community persevered, and by 2000s, by 2010s, it became a majority Asian American, and Monterey Park is what it is now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been written about. I mean, I was going back to LA Times articles from 1989, 1999 about Monterey Park, and the one that was over 20 years ago in 1999, at that time, even Monterey Park was the only city in the United States with an Asian majority. Is it still largely a Chinese American community, or has it grown to include other Asian, South Asian, and Pacific Islander countries?
It's still largely Chinese American community, people from Taiwan, Hong Kong, China as well. There are sizable Asian population, Vietnamese, for instance. There's also a sizable Latino population, about 25% of the city's Latino. So it's a mix, but it still remains largely Chinese, Taiwanese American community, I would say.
Given that it's now been just over 72 hours since that shooting at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, give us a sense of where the community is in processing a collective grief that I imagine is still just deeply palpable.
Right. And I mean, I've been talking to several community members throughout. I've been covering vigils, and there was a sense of we will be with you. But also, I think what happened in Half Moon Bay just a couple of days ago kind of reopened the ones that even begun to heal yet. There was that sense of, oh my goodness, this is happening again and again. So I think we still have a while to go until the community can fully, truly recover from the shock. Of the last 72 hours, I think about so. I've been losing count, but I think it would take a bit of time.
Right, and that mass shooting in Half Moon Bay happened, I think, less than 48 hours after the mass shooting in Monterey Park. And just last week, I believe on Thursday, on our show on Insight, we had a conversation with an Asian American psychiatrist who wrote a novel capturing the challenges of mental health among the AAPI, particularly older generations, many immigrant communities who come with nothing to create a new life and opportunities. They don't have the means or even the bandwidth to treat trauma and mental health challenges. Is that on your mind as well this week?
Right. We wrote a story that just got out this morning that talks about the sense of isolation and this mental health challenge that especially elders in the Asian American community face. They suffered a lot of trauma. They suffered trauma from various war, Korean War, Vietnam War. They also suffered trauma from immigration, and trying to build their life here in the US. And the pandemic really intensified their sense of isolation as well, because they couldn't go to the senior center or go to community center and be a part of this community program and be part of that routine that had defined them for much of their later lives. So that's been a concern for me and also for the community, is it's how do we recover from all of this, and how do we, rebuild that infrastructure, rebuild that sense of belonging, sense of being together amongst our elders and amongst the community, I think.
Given that you're currently focusing on Asian American communities for the Los Angeles Times, but prior to that, you were up here in Sacramento. You were at the Sacramento Bee as an economic mobility reporter. You covered how policies affect the lives of workers. Are there any parallels that you've noticed about AAPI communities in Los Angeles and Sacramento?
I mean, it's diverse. It's, vibrant. I do think something that I think a lot about that carried on from my job in Sacramento Bee and what's relevant in what's happening now is that Monterey Park is not just a city of wealthy. It's a city of low-class immigrant workers who start their lives here. There are a lot of undocumented immigrants here as well. There are people who are in boarding house sleeping on people's couches for $15 a night. So I think about that a lot, given what I had covered in Sacramento. You know, we think of Asian American as model minority, right? We know that's a myth, and we know that that's not only wealthy Asian Americans out there, but really, you know, this city shows that contrast, I think, really well. You know, it's a city where one apartment goes for $3,300, and other apartment goes for $15 a night. So it's really interesting contrast that really shows the full spectrum of Asian American and their lives here in the US.
Yeah, absolutely. Given that all of this is taking place during Lunar New Year on Sunday, and like we were preparing a Lunar New Year segment, our Insight producer, Victor Crowell Martinez, he went to South Sacramento in the area known as Little Saigon, which is a large Vietnamese Hmong community. And many heard of the mass shooting the night before in Monterey Park, but they decided to continue as planned with festivities and celebrations. Are communities in Los Angeles responding in the same way or differently?
So Little Saigon here in Orange County, they had cat festival that went on even despite the tragedy. Alhambra is planning to carry on their Lunar New Year celebration this weekend, which is expected to draw about 20,000 people to downtown Alhambra. And I think all of this is to say the community, even though they're hurt, they have much to heal from, but they still want to celebrate. They still want to mark the occasion. They still want to get the sense of normalcy in their life. I mean, I want that too, right? I plan to go to this Alhambra event this weekend too. Not as a reporter covering it, but as a person, you know, as an Asian American myself. So I think there is that sense of, you know, we are healing, we are hurting, but we need to do this, you know, all of those things that give us the sense of normalcy in our lives. So I think that's kind of how the community is feeling right now.
Given that the mass shooting in Monterey Park is still being investigated, it's not being called racially motivated at this time, but when having conversations on our show earlier this week, it is still very triggering for the AAPI community, where there is a documented spike in hate crimes in recent years. Can tragedies like these also be a teachable moment?
that's what we are hoping. I mean, I hope it's a teachable moment in so many ways, especially on the mental health aspect, on the isolation aspect, on our elder care aspect. All of those, I think, it's a teaching moment. But right, I mean, you know, when I talk to people and ask them how they felt initially when they heard the news, the first thing that they immediately came to mind was this a hate crime? Was this inspired by hate against people like us? And I think that's just a terrible thing for our community to go through. And I think it will just take so long of a time to heal from that and to get our mind off of that, because it's real, right? The hate that our Asian community faces, it's very real. So it's very reasonable for the community to feel this way. So I think there is a lot of things that elected officials and others need to do on this issue of anti-Asian hate, this anti-Asian bigotry, to make sure that Asian community don't feel the same when something like this happens again. So I think there's a lot much to be done.
Zhang, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.
Zhang Park is an Asian American Communities reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Up next, two state lawmakers who represent Monterey Park join us about the conversations that are taking place at the state capitol and if the recent mass shootings in the state will impact the legislative session, which just got underway. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.